And welcome inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We are going to talk draft now with Josh Norris of RotoWorld.com and NFL.com. Josh, first of all, how are you?
I'm doing very well. It's kind of a downtime, so this is a good period to catch up on and sort of buy some opinions out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good time to sort of reset now post-combine, and you see a lot of new mock drafts coming out after the combine. Your most recent mock draft will start there. You have at number four the Eagles going with Star Lotulelei, the defensive tackle from Utah, who's got, I guess, a few health question marks that are coming out now, but we don't really know what the shakeout of that is going to be, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm no doctor, and I really don't think that this heart issue is going to be a negative thing long term. I actually think it's probably going to be solved here in the next few weeks, but we only know what's being reported. Now, go back to last year. He actually started in 91.2% of Utah's defensive snaps last season, which is an astronomical number. It's a ridiculous number because the average is probably somewhere from 70 to 80%, excuse me. So just for comparison's sake, Sharif Floyd played in 66-something percent, and Sean Richardson played in about 72, I believe. So there is some critique that Star maybe didn't look his best on some plays, but I think you can pinpoint the number of snaps he played, 91.2%, as the reason why. The reason why I think he fits in Philadelphia so well is because he can play really all along that front three. He's kind of being pigeonholed as a nose tackle, pure nose tackle, and I don't think that's the case. I think he can play some end, some nose tackle, and really show that versatility. So obviously Fletcher Cox is really the only solidified spot starter in that front three, in my opinion, and Star would be a very good second option on the interior or on the outside.
And certainly one of the things you hear about this Eagles defensive staff as they turn this defense around is that they want guys who are versatile. So Star fits with that. And in terms of as a nose tackle, do you agree that the sense that it's sort of easy to find an okay nose tackle, but it's very difficult to find a Pro Bowl level nose tackle?
You know, it's certain schemes and certain 3-4s treat that nose spot differently. So you have like Casey Hampton in Pittsburgh who is a pure run stuffer. And then you have someone like the Texans who want, or Wade Phillips, I guess I should say, who had Jay Ratliff and then some other guys later on with the Texans who he likes them to get upfield more and not just to anchor. So it's really depending on what you run. And I really do think that Star can anchor at the line and be that plugger in the middle to eat up blocks. But he's also shown a great ability to win off the snap and penetrate and disrupt in the backfield. So he can really be either one, which is something more than most nose tackles, in my opinion.
Now, another very interesting defensive prospect who may intrigue the Eagles, if we're talking about versatile defenders, I don't think there's a more versatile defender in this draft class maybe than Deion Jordan, and nobody knows him better than Chip Kelly. Tell us about Deion Jordan.
You know, I've been a huge fan since the summer, and he played at around 225 pounds this fall and moved up to 248 at the combine and still only registered in with 3.8% body fat, which is amazing. And I actually am least comfortable with his pass rushing ability. I do think that his pass rushing ability fell off a little bit due to a shoulder injury, which he's obviously going to have surgery on. I believe it was last week he had surgery. Now, with him, he's just so comfortable in space, so fluid, so agile. We've seen him cover corners from the slot, I mean, receivers from the slot as a cornerback, really move very well in zone coverage. So he can do it all. He just adds plenty of versatility, plenty of scheme differences the defense will be able to do. Now, obviously, Chip Kelly knows him the best, but to me, he would be a pick. Obviously, he would contribute this year, but more for later on, because I do think the Eagles could be fine with what they have at outside linebacker right now. But if Chip Kelly really does like what he's seen out of Deion Jordan, and as you said, no one knows him better, that definitely could be a selection.
One more specific defender I want to ask you about is the guy you have going third overall right now in your mock draft. That's Sharif Floyd, the defensive tackle from Florida. But he's a Philadelphia guy, a local product. Tell us what he can do. I think there are comparisons between him and Fletcher Cox, actually.
Right. And I would buy that. I actually probably seen Sheldon Richardson a little bit more as a Fletcher Cox in that kind of a mold. Floyd is someone that wouldn't play the nose, in my opinion, unless it's a nickel package, sub-package role. He's specifically an end, and he played that a lot during his sophomore year, actually. He thrives on getting upfield and disrupting, and he can do that working through blocks and working around blocks, which is a very good trait to have. Now, like I said, he doesn't always do his best work as a run defender. He's more of a disruptor. But you can look for that at the end spot. And he and Fletcher Cox would be a very, very good duo on the edge in that three-man front.
And then if you're flipping sides of the line of scrimmage, the guy you've got going first overall is Luke Jokel, the offensive tackle from Texas A&M. But Eric Fisher is starting to make some moves, it sounds like, the Central Michigan left tackle. Compare and contrast those guys, and would one maybe be a better fit for an up-tempo type of offense?
Yeah, you know, it's really all about if the Eagles are comfortable with Jason Peters returning. I always have to question if you can really rely on top flight players to contribute their next year coming off a serious injury. And it's inevitable. And so I guess it's all depending on if Jason Peters will come back healthy. Now, the difference is, obviously, evaluators have seen more of Eric Fisher, especially at the Senior Bowl when he put on a great performance. Jokel is someone who really struggled during his first game of the season this year against Florida. And I suggest anyone who thinks he's near a perfect prospect to go look at that game. Now, he's excellent. He's athletic, with great feet, and uses his length to latch on instead of really punching and driving. Now, I question how much Johnny Manziel really helped him out, because I believe teams really started to contain that Texas A&M offense in terms of the quarterback instead of rushing as hard as they can right at him and forcing Jokel to anchor and redirect and everything like that. I still think both are great. I think the gap is very small. So there really isn't a bad option between the two, in my opinion.
And then last question, Josh. You know, sort of the book on this draft class seems to be that it maybe is not the strongest at the top, but it's very deep in certain positions. And one of those we've heard is the safety position. I've heard it could be one of the best safety drafts of the past few years, which is music to Eagles fans' ears. Who are some of the guys in the second, third round area who maybe would be intriguing for the Eagles?
Well, obviously the top name is Kenny Vaccaro, and I won't go into him. I absolutely love Jonathan Cyprian from Florida International. I think he could end up being the top safety in this class. He's so physical. He's an interchangeable safety in the back half, which is really where a lot of teams are moving to now. I also like a guy in J.J. Wilcox from Georgia Southern, who's only played really 1 year at the position. He's a great athlete. Isn't afraid to come up and get aggressive. He's just still learning the technical aspects of the position. Then you have some ball hawks and Bakari Rambo from Georgia and Phillip Thomas from Fresno State. Now, the latter one, Thomas, is his angles are fine when he comes up against the run, but for some reason he always loses in that 2 to 3 yard box as soon as he's closing on the ball carrier. And that's something he's going to have to figure out. And if he can just fine tune that aspect of his game, I think he could be very, very good. So, like you said, there's some really good options in the second and third round, along with the senior cornerback class, that I think will be loaded up on that second day.
A very exciting time for draft fans as we lead up to the draft in late April. Josh Norris, thanks for breaking it all down. You can follow him on Twitter @Josh Norris and read all of his stuff at rotoworld.com and also on NFL.com. Thanks, Josh.